All right, this is the Naptown Eddie Show with your host, Eddie Parker, a.k.a. Naptown Eddie. On the phone right now, I have author, motivational speaker, author of Too Damn Fat, Anthony Elder.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, Eddie. Thank you for allowing me to come on your radio to talk about this obesity. These people out here are fat for no reason, and they need to change it. That's what I'm here to tell you today, bro. I'm here to make it happen and make people want to get lose that obesity.
Okay, cool. Now, how much did you weigh? How much did you weigh? What was your biggest, what was the biggest you was?
Heaviest I was 361 pounds, 364 pounds. That was the heaviest I ever was in my life. But I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about your listeners to help them release their obesity. Because it's not about me, it's about them. Because if they don't change their life or change their lifestyle and stop overeating, they're going to be dead. They're setting the funeral home directors up to become rich. They're making them busy. We need to have people understand that obesity has killed them. You don't die from obesity. You die from the complications of obesity.
Okay. Now, what are the best ways to do to get rid of obesity?
The best way to get rid of it is my program. My program that works, my success rate is 90%.
Okay.
Other programs don't work because they go back and they have a failure rate that's better than 40-60% failure. Gastric bypass failed. Psychiatry doing that failed. Everything else failed because it failed for me. My people, I call my two damn fat soldiers, have a success rate of 90%. I have doctors sending me their patients that they can't help beat obesity because my program worked. They have tried everything else, and it's not working. Try me. I'm telling you, it works, and I have the record and the facts to prove that it works. Because you have to change your mindset. A lot of these programs deal with the physical aspect. Physical is not going to make it. Because once you stop with the physical exercise or putting out, you gain the weight back. Sometimes twice as much as you weighed before.
Mm-hmm. Now, describe your program.
My program consists of a few different things, a few different subjects. First, I always call it the aha moment, where it's telling yourself the truth. Tell yourself you're too damn fat. That's why I call the book Too Damn Fat. Call it like it is. Stop sugarcoating. You've been eating enough sugar already. Stop sugarcoating.
Right. And because, a lot of people are in denial. They want to go to McDonald's every day. They want to eat fast food, junk food, a lot of things that are unhealthy for them. But they're getting to the point where they're near death. And even though they're having heart attacks, chest pain, they're still eating unhealthy foods.
That's called insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results. Try Too Damn Fat program, it works. Call me at 860-881-3562. I will help you defeat obesity. Or hit me on my email at toodamnfat@gmail.com. It's easy. I'm on all platforms. The number 2 and damn fat. Hit me there. I'm here to help you. I was 30 years of obesity. I was miserable. Obesity doesn't affect you buying bigger clothes. It affects your sex life. It affects your home life. It affects your work life. It affects everything. Being too damn fat for no reason. If you're over 300 pounds and you want to release that weight, call me. And I will help you find the new you in you. My program works. I am here to change your lifestyle.
Now, what challenges did you had to go through to get rid of this obesity?
Obesity, number one, when you're fat, you can't go into exercise and go into the gym. I know how many people out there right now have signed gym memberships and never used them but once or twice. That's not going to work. My program starts first when you got to tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. And when you come to me and I start to work with you, or one of my agents start to work with you, the first thing we want you to do is not to gain another pound. We work on that first. When we can get that under control, then we can move to the next level, the next steps of beating obesity. show people how to lose weight. In losing something, you always look for it. I'm not looking for my weight. I'm going over 2 years of being down to a new person and being happy again. Most of these programs, the best rate, the results you get is 30 to 60 days. They back up to the same thing they was before. Fat as they ever been. As a matter of fact, even fatter because they didn't do it right.
Okay. Now the show Biggest Loser... How is your program different from The Biggest Loser?
The Biggest Loser, the first thing you know, you see them working on treadmills. They got them working in the gym. Mm. These people haven't been in the gym in years.
Right.
They don't want to do it. My program doesn't deal with exercise. My program deals with movement. If you're 300, 400 pounds, you can't run a mile or walk a mile. You got to start off by small steps. First, you have to be trained. They do that. And that's why you got to start with the mindset first. Physical activity cannot sustain a diet or lifestyle over 5 to 10 years. But a mind that is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, can help you defeat obesity.
Okay. Now, throughout the United States, obesity, you know, was on the rise. On the rise before... Matter of fact, it was the highest, you know, obesity rate was the highest in the United States across the country. Now, when Obama's came in the White House, you know, Michelle Obama, she was promoting, you know, a healthier lifestyle. And ever since then, you know, you had New York, they had the sugar tax. Even Chicago tried to have the sugar tax. Do you think the government is trying to encourage are trying to help people stop being obese? Or if so, do you think they should do more?
The government is not trying to help you beat obesity. Mm-hmm. You gotta help beat obesity. Obesity is feeding the medical market, mm-hmm. right? It's feeding these weight loss programs. Mm-hmm. It's feeding these gyms. Mm-hmm. And they're making money. Mm-hmm. They don't care about you. The diabetes medicine that's being pumped out by these drug companies, come on, they're not looking for you to beat obesity. They're just trying to play it right politically. But in the back door, they're happy that you're fat. Ask the funeral director when he walks through the mall and he sees an obese person, you know what he says to himself? There's another one. They coming soon. He's looking and counting his money. America has become a country of fat people. Let's call it like it is. Let's stop being nice because everybody has been nice with people. Call it out like it is. You're fat for no reason because you can change that if you are taught and motivated to do it the right way. That's why my program works. A motivational guide for defeating obesity.
Now, how long did it take you to come up with the book?
How long did it take me to come up with the book? The book was easy because what happened when I went to my doctor and he told me I had 5 years to live because I was so damn fat. He told me the truth, finally. I'm happy that he told me the truth. It took me about 3 months of really sitting back and wondering how I was going to fix it. So I started to research. I started to look at everything that didn't work before. I tried acupuncture. I tried trainers. I tried psychiatrists. I tried everything. Diet pills. All those things didn't work. So I peeled away what was not successful, and I looked at what needed to be changed. And I had to change my mindset. My mindset to tell myself that I no longer wanted to be fat. Mm. Once I did that, I started to document everything I did. I started using natural supplements so I can gain my energy back. Because when you're fat, your energy is sucked out of you. It's you can't move. Ask one of your partners, if you're married, girlfriend, boyfriend, ask them how the sex life is with a fat man or a fat woman. It's not the greatest in the world because there's restrictions and complications. So once you tell yourself the truth that you have to fix it, you can't. Now I show you the proper way to fix it. I'm going on 2 years of defeating obesity. 2 years. Most programs at the best, they go 90 days. I'm going on 2 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on that. Now, as far as the big women now, there's some brothers that disagree with you. You know, they prefer big women. You know, I'm 147 pounds, and there's a lot of brothers out there that would like big women. You know what I'm saying? And the sex life, they're satisfied sex life with a big woman, you know? And some women that are satisfied with the sex life with a big man. I mean...
Of course, but let's be honest and truthful. How long is that big person going to last? I don't see a lot of older, fat senior citizens. Talk big to me right now. I don't see a lot of them. So that party that you might have might be last for 5, 10, 15 years, but you know you're going to be dealing with them in a relationship with them dealing with the complication of obesity. Cutting off, getting their toes cut off, getting their foot cut off, can't move. So the sex life might be good at night, but during the daytime, you got a lot of problems going on.
I hear you. Now, my grandfather, he had the surgery. I forgot what it's called. It's gastric bypass. And he had that 10 years ago. He lost over 100 pounds every day. He'll be 77 years old on the 25th. And he goes to the Y every day, so he keeps his weight down. Now, I mention this because I want to ask you, is gastric bypass surgery, is that the appropriate route to go or not?
The appropriate route to go is to do it for yourself. Anytime that you risk getting an operation or having surgery, you can have a complication. I just had surgery July 25th on my rotator cuff on my right shoulder. Mm-hmm. My muscle had detached from the bone. Mm-hmm. So it had to be reattached. After surgery in the recovery room, I started to go into what they call seizures. I went into seizures for 2 hours at the recovery room. Okay. Now, thank God they were able to give me medicine to cut out the procedure, but what if that would have went north? Mm-hmm. I'd have been dead, and that was for a shoulder operation. The gastric bypass has a lot of different complications with it. You can die on a table. You're already not the best candidate for having the operation because you're overweight, number one. Number two, there's things that happen after. You can have the fluid dump into your intestines. You can have other complications. I have seen it happen. My niece died from having a gastric bypass operation.
Oh, wow.
Herself. And she was 30 years old.
Oh, wow.
One of my best friends tried to die.
Oh.
So, for me personally, my track record with it is not good. And doing my research, only 45 to 50% of it is a success rate where nothing's wrong. 60 to 75%, there are complications. So the best way to do it is to change your mindset. You are not designed to get cut. The only time you need to get cut is when it's necessary, mm-hmm. not elective.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. And throughout your program, can you give an estimated number on how many people that you have saved? Have you saved?
I saved over, since I started the program, online and in person, because I have an office that I work with my clients. I have saved over 150 people. Now, they write me and continue to save other people themselves because they are telling people how my book helped them, and they give it to other people, and it's helping them. So the residual is probably thousands. What is happening now is people are going around, passing my book around, telling people about it because they never heard anybody tell the truth about obesity, about being fat. Everybody wants to be nice. Oh, you just gained a little pound. You just a little chubby. Mm. Call it like it is. Mm. You are getting fat. And you need to do something about it before you're ending up with $100,000 worth of medical expenses from going to the hospital when you don't need to, or you're going to end up dead. How many people you know yourself being obese that they live in a great life? They're not jolly. They're not happy and smiling. That's a facade. They're miserable. I talk to them all the time in my practice. They are miserable, and I'm here to help them fix it. Your readers and listeners have to contact me at TooDamnFat@gmail.com or at TooDamnFat on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I will help them beat this obesity. I want to give back because my life was given back to me now that I'm living a healthy life. Anytime a person's over 300 pounds, they're risking the risk of being obese and having medical complications.
Now, what's the proper... Now, when somebody is trying to get rid of obesity, what's the proper calorie intake, you know, they should... You know, what's the proper diet they should have? You know...
See, you're going the traditional ways about counting calories and diets. I don't deal with diets. Diets never work. Doing everything the same way you always did it before, they don't work. You can't count calories out of a business meeting. You can't count calories out at lunch all the time. It won't last. That's a failure. What I have done is I have designed a program that will show you how to eat the proper amount of food. It's very easy. I'm going to try to visually paint it for you over the radio. Now, I want you to take your hand and make one fist. And make a fist nice and tight.
All right.
Now, the size of your fist, that's the amount of food you should be eating to be satisfied. Take your thumb and put your thumb up on the same fist. That's the amount of food you will be eating that will make you full. Now, take your fist and put, make another fist with the other hand and put them on top of each other. Now, you got them together. If you eat that much food, you're overstuffed. You're eating too much. That's how you count and measure your food with anybody not knowing. That's easy because your fist is the size related to your stomach. So you're a bigger person, you got bigger fists. Smaller person, you got smaller fists. So it works with you. Your fists are always with you, one hand or the other. So that's how you do it. My program is revolutionized how people can lose obesity. And I take the word lose out and tell the new format is release. Because everybody's talking about losing something, but whenever you lose something, you look for it. I don't look for weight. I release it.
Well, yeah, you know, because food can be just like a drug. You know, like I said, I mentioned fast food and junk food and things like that. You know, there's a lot of people that are in denial. And they're like, okay, you know, I'm going to lose weight to, you know, because a lot of things have to do with procrastinating. And so a lot of people that are obese, they're like, well, you know, okay, I'm trying to lose weight, but daggone it, I'm going to eat this daggone steak sandwich along with this cake and, you know, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, Eddie, I know what you mean. I'm going to cut you off. I'm sorry about
that. Go ahead.
They're food addicts, and you have to fix a food addict. My program deals with fixing food addicts because they're used to it. I don't want to take anybody off what they're eating right away. That's why I said to you in the beginning of the conversation, you start with me, I help you, and I design a program for you not to gain another pound. That's what we have to do first. That's what we need to do first. Once we do that, we can move on to the other steps. Everybody's trying to jump over steps and do the fast fix. That's where they have the gastric bypass operation, the sleeve operation, these diet pills, and everything else. Because they're trying to do it fast. You did not get fat overnight.
Right.
So I want to show you how to release the weight in the proper way so it won't come back again. You won't have to worry about it. Like I told you, 2 years for me, I had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on being fat and trying not to be fat, and it didn't work. Finally, the program I designed works. People are losing tons. And I hate to say lose. I have to say it sometimes because people are not used to that language. So I have to go back and forth and read it and let them know releasing weight is the only way to permanently get rid of being fat or obese. Myself, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 147.
You're a nice, healthy guy?
Yes.
All right. But you got friends that are obese, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a conversation with them and said to them, listen, John, Bobby, Mary, Susan, Deborah, you know fat.
I never had that conversation with them. No.
People are afraid to say it. They're afraid to tell the truth, but they're okay to go to the funeral. You follow what I'm saying, Eddie?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. I follow what you're saying, yep.
Come on, man, the hospital room. Tell them the truth. If you love them, tell them the truth. When a drug addict's a drug addict, don't people tell them the truth? Man, you're a drug addict. You know you need to stop that. You know you need to go to rehab. They have the conversation with them. So what is the difference about being fat? Why we don't touch on that? Especially in the African-American community. Why do not touch on that? Why are we afraid?
Well,
we think beautiful, they just beautiful.
People do, you know, we do say that, you know, like, hey, big is beautiful. We encourage people to embrace their big and beautiful self.
Oh, obesity? So you mean when they both their legs rubbing together when they walk, when they can't breathe because they walked up a flight of stairs? That's beautiful. That's beautiful when you see a lady or a man with cottage cheese hanging all out of their body and skin. That's beautiful. And that beautiful that they sweat and they got to take a couple showers to get the sweat off them. That's beautiful. Is it beautiful that they sit down on their friend's couch or their chair and break the chair? That's beautiful. Is it beautiful that they have a hard time getting in and out of an automobile? That's beautiful. Come on, bro. We've been lying to ourselves, thinking that fat is beautiful because we have become a society of people being lazy and not telling the truth. That's why I call the book Too Damn Fat. I know some people out there might be mad at me, but let me tell you the truth so you can change it and get your life back. Call me, 860-881-3562. I'll be able to help you beat this obesity and gain your life back. Come on, Eddie. You're with me on this. You're 147 pounds. Eddie, be for real. You would take a woman that's 400 pounds and let her lay on top of you?
No. I would not. No, not at all. Not at all. No, sir.
So, it ain't big, it's not beautiful. Now, we used to have the word, the girl was a little thick. Remember, that used to be the word, oh, she is a little thick. We didn't call it like it was. Well, we said she was thick because she was just a little bit overweight, but she wasn't fat yet. But that thickness is what the fat now. You don't see any many African-American women in the gym. The number is low because they're not willing to work out. They're not willing to do what they need to do. That's why they need to call me, because my program doesn't deal with exercise like that. My program doesn't deal with having an operation. My program doesn't deal with having drugs. My program deals with me helping you change your mindset. You don't have to have no magic potions, no food packages. You don't have to have fasting or starvation and no expensive gym memberships. I can show you how to beat obesity. All you have to do is stop being afraid and being embarrassed and talk to somebody who has been there. My highest weight was 361 pounds. I was a fat son of a gun. Size X shirt, 54-inch waist. Come on, I was miserable, but I lied to myself so long that after a while I didn't care anymore.
Wow. And, you know, once again, I'd like to thank you for coming on, because you might be saving, you know, there ain't no might, you're going to be saving somebody's life. Because like they say, what is it, every 18 minutes an American dying off what they are eating?
Obesity. Every 18 minutes, people are dying from obesity. Now listen, Eddie, before I go, I want to offer this because I'm so passionate about this. Your first 20 listeners that email me at TooDamnFatGmail, I will give them a free copy of my book to get them started on their journey of releasing obesity at TooDamnFat@gmail.com. The number 2DamnFat@gmail.com. I want to help them get to where you at. I don't know if we'll get to 147 pounds, but God dog it, we don't need to be at 300 no more.
Right. I mean, of 147 is a lot better than being 350. I don't
I would think, yeah.
You know why fat people don't want to fly? It's not because the seats, or they're going to charge them for two seats. They can't fit in the bathroom. You imagine holding yourself and not going to the bathroom for 4 or 5 hours on a plane? That's miserable. Let's help these people get their lives back together. Let's do it as a team. Have your people join me and my other soldiers of beating obesity. They have to do it right now. Like I said before, I'm willing to help. I'm willing to go all out because I know God helped me so I can help somebody else, so I also can be around for my kids and my grandkids, and I can make that funeral director go broke because he ain't waiting for my funeral.
Well, I know that's right. I know that's right. Anthony Elder, once again, sir, please plug your program. Once again.
My program is Too Damn Fat. You can reach me at TooDamnFat@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or you can call me at 860-881-352. Put down the fork. Put down the phone and hit the buttons on your phone and dial your phone and see that you can have a new life. This life is yours if you just tell yourself the truth. Thank you and God bless you for having me on and getting this message out to your people.
Thank you, Mr. Elder. Thank you a lot. God bless you, sir.